Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen and encourage you. Now here's a message from one of the pastors here at the Rock.
Amen. Amen. Like Pastor Jess said, I'm such an honor and privilege to be able to speak into the lives of these teenagers. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought I was done speaking to teenagers. I'm not saying I was done, you know, but I've been in youth ministry for 18 years. I've been in restoration ministry for 17 years. So the thing is, I was thinking like, okay, our season is done. When God called us out of our other church that we were at, I just thought, no more. I'm done. The next season is going to be totally different. Oh, but you know how funny you say those things and God totally turns it around. Like, it's so crazy. But I realized in my own life, it was because of fear. Just to let you know, I almost took my own self out because of fear. Because I can preach a good message, I can speak the word, but when it came down to it, oh my gosh, God, the enemy came in like a flood, you know? And I do believe that God is calling us in the hour. He's done with lip service. He's done with those things. We have to stand up, but do we believe what he's saying? That's the difference. Do we believe it? Not just believe it, but do we trust it? Because God doesn't want just our belief. Our belief it's subject to change all the time. It's constantly changing all the time, our belief. I can say I believe there's a hamburger, but is there really a hamburger there? No, there is not a hamburger there. But see, God wants us to go off, not just our belief, but to trust him. So there were some things in my life that God was having to work these things out. I came here where God was saying, you're just going to sit and you're going to just, I want you to examine your heart. And I've been in ministry a long time, and I preach this stuff. I preached this stuff and I was living it, but man, I'm telling you, when it all came down, I realized my foundation was literally, some of it was built on sand. And that was really hard because I had to look at myself to see where I'm really at. So right now, ladies, the reason why I am telling you what I'm going through, I've been in ministry for a long time, but it doesn't matter. We can talk the good talk. We can do Christianese. We can say those things, but when it all comes at you, how are we going to stand? Right? Amen? Because this conference right now is all about preparation. Preparation of what is coming, what is already coming, where it's always been, where it is right now. But God is raising up a church to stand up in this hour, not to cower out, to stand and do it all to stand. God has called us to do that. And I'm going to tell you something. I do not want to forfeit. I'm going to tell you, I told Pastor Jess, I counseled with her. She saw me over there one time, and I was just like, I did not have any joy. I didn't have any of this. I didn't have any more passion. I was like, what is going on? But God told me it's because you have to examine your heart, Nicole. There's things in your heart that you have not wanted to look at. So in Psalms 139, verse 24, 23 through 24, it says, if you could put that up, search me thoroughly, O God. Know my heart. Test and know my anxious thoughts. And see if there's any wicked or hurtful way in me. And lead me into the everlasting. So you guys, when we are talking about examining our hearts, we gotta look at the hard truth. What is going on in our hearts? In the last day, it says in Matthew, Jesus says, many, many hearts will grow cold in the last day. Why? And it says to many, many people's love. It says agape love. That means a dutiful, it's a love that is steadfast. It's a love that God has called us to have. It's an agape love. And it's a special love. What I'm trying to say is, he's talking to the church. He's talking to Christians. He's talking to the people that are in these seats right now. Many people's hearts will go cold because of lawlessness in the land, because there's going to be lawlessness in the land. But it's so funny. We can look at the world. We can look what's going on in the world right now. And we can say, yeah, sin is running rapid. But you know what God is saying? But sin is running rapid in the church right now. It's running rapid. And it says lawlessness will come. And it's not just talking about the world. In that context, he was talking about the church. The lawlessness, that means our heart. Our heart is wicked. I know that we're saved. I know we're saved by grace. But when we don't take care of those issues, and we don't take our issues, will cause us to make decisions. We think, oh, we're using wisdom, but we're using that word as like instead of like, you know, but that's fear. You're saying like, oh, I'm using wisdom on that, but you have to check your motives. Why do we do what we do? Why are we going where we're going? Why are we saying what we're saying? God is done with the fake church. He's coming up for the real church. Can the real church of Jesus Christ stand up? He's done with the counterfeits. He's done. And I had to come to a point and say, I'm done. I'm done with me complaining. I'm done saying that because I lived in regret. I was living in regret. I had loss. I had grief. I had someone close to me die. And I was so upset. And I didn't know what to do. And it's so funny. But God says, do you believe me? Do you trust me, Nicole? Are you going to trust me? And I'm going to tell you, there's some things in my life I had to really evaluate. When we say we want to trust him, we say that God is God. We say that he's a good God. But do you really believe it? Do you really believe it? Because God is saying, check your hearts, because that's what's going to go on. It says in the last days, you will be deceived because of your own hearts. Your own hearts will deceive you because of your pain. Because of your regret, because of your loss, because of your grief, because of these resentment, unforgiveness, all these things, it starts from the heart. I'm not just talking about sex. I'm not talking about just alcohol. Those things happen in the heart first. It starts in here. And if we will be deceived if we do not get healed. And we don't choose restoration. We don't choose healing. We don't choose, because it's all there. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen over there. ladies, it's so crucial at this time. I can't tell you enough. And I literally almost forfeited the gift and call that was on my life. I wanted to run out of California. I was done with California. I was like, I'm done with the people. I'm done serving. I'm done. I was, isn't that funny? I'm telling God that. I'm done, right? And he was like, okay, are you done? Are you done complaining? And I stayed there. I stayed there for a good 3 months. I ain't gonna lie. It took me 3 months to finally say, wake up. Wake up, Nicole. Do not run. Don't be like Jonah and try to run, or the fish is going to get you, all right, and make you come back. And he said, you're not going to Texas. You're not going to North Carolina. I put our application out there. I was like, done. I said, Donnie was like, I don't feel that. Well, you know, God speaks to me too, hon, all right? I don't know about you, you know? And he was like, oh my gosh. I know he was praying for me, because I was acting crazy. I was acting crazy. I am not lying. And he was like, well, what is God telling you? You know what? Right now, I'm not hearing God. All right? Just to be honest, you know? And he was like, that's exactly what I'm saying. You're not hearing God. I don't trust what you're saying, girl. So I had to check myself. I had to check where I was at. And why am I telling you this? If the enemy can deceive me, how much more can he deceive you in this time and hour? I'm done. I'm done not getting healed. I'm done not getting restored, because the access of the healing is right here. God says, are you willing? Are you willing, daughter? I have it all right here. But you've got to let go of those things. We got to let go of resentment. We got to let go of these things that hurt us. And not saying that God can't heal it. God has already paid the price on the cross. He did. The healing is always there. If not me, then who? If not now, then when? Let me say that again. If not me, if I don't stand up in my generation for my kids, who is going to do it? Who is going to do it? This is not about me and just my salvation. This is about the generations that are going to come forth and stand in this hour. I have to, even when my knees feel weak, even when those things seem dark, I have to hold on to faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It was the invisible that made the visible realm a reality. God's word is true. But do we believe it? But do we trust it? That's where God is wanting us to really check our hearts. God says he's coming back for his church. He's coming back with no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, blameless and holy before the Lord. He's coming back. Matthew 24, verses 42 through 44, the Amplified Version, it says, so be alert, give attention, be cautious, Be active in faith, for you do not know which day, whether near or far, the Lord is coming. The Lord is coming. But understand this, if the head of the house had known what time and night the thief was coming, he would have been alerted. He would have been alerted and would not have allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you who follow me must be ready. Must be ready. Because the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not expect him. So God is saying, prepare. We don't know the time and hour. We don't even know the time and hour someone's going to break into our homes. You know how I know that we prepare that for people not to break in? We lock our doors. We lock our doors. We lock our windows. We get the Ring. So people, now we got it more advanced. We get the Ring. So who's on the premises around our neighborhood? The dog, the little dog, and you're like, who is that? Who is that? It's always going off. You're always like, huh? What's that? What's that? We're on alert. We prepare for a thief, right? How much more are we doing that in the spirit realm? We should be doing that a lot more, ladies. I'm guilty of it. I am not saying that it's me. The Lord, this is my message. This is what I've had to go through this last year. And I had to look at my heart. I had to see where I was really at. Do I believe what I preach? Because people are done with messages. They want a message lived. They want a message lived. And God is calling us in the hour to be the voice. Not just a voice, but the person that's going to stand up and having done all to stand. It's not in our power. It's not in our might, but it's in the power of Jesus Christ. Do we believe him? But do we trust him? So, ladies, God wants us to be strong in his power. Now, that sounds good and all. I can get really excited and very passionate about what I'm saying. But it's a lot harder to do it. It's a lot harder because you got to take inventory. We got to be real with ourselves. I'm not going to lie, for almost a year, I was watching Netflix. I love K-pops. I'm not going to lie, K-pops, K-dramas, Turkish shows. And I'm going to tell you how bad it was. I watched Turkish shows that didn't have subtitles, and I was pretending to know what they were saying. I was making it up in my head. That's how bad it got. Ladies, do you see where I was, all right? I'm making up different scenarios on Turkish. Well, I think that they're saying this, and they're 2 hours long. And Donnie was like, what are you watching? I'm watching my Turkish show. Do you even know what they're saying? I was like, no, but I'm pretending I know. He was like, oh my gosh. He would leave me alone and walk. He's like, Lord, please. I know inside he'd be like, Lord, I'm praying for her that she will wake up. She will wake up. So the struggle is real, people. But God is more real than the struggle. Let's not make the struggle bigger than God. How do you prepare for battle? I'm a boot camp instructor. I'm a weight instructor. I do all those Zumba things, all that stuff. But in order to be a boot camp instructor, you have to prepare. The reason I hated weights before, because I didn't like the pain of the weights. I didn't like the way they made me feel. Everybody's like, yeah, I like it. I like the strengthening. I like the fire. I hated it. It would make me so angry to see these girls so squatting and like all excited about it. And I'm like, why is that exciting you? But they had a knowledge. They had a knowledge because they knew when those muscle fibers were tearing and when they were stretching, it was causing that muscle fiber to get stronger and to rebuild muscle. What I'm trying to say is there's a time where you are struggling. There's times where you're going to be stretched. But let me tell you, the results are amazing. It gives you time. It gives you the strength. It gives you the endurance to do what you need to do. If our faith has not been tested, what kind of faith do we really have? Our faith has to be tested. Do you believe what God says? Do you trust him? I keep saying that over and over because all of us are dealing with something in our hearts. We're not exempt as pastors. We're not exempt as leaders. We're not exempt as even people that have been saved for a long time. We need to remember. We need to remember who God is, who Jesus is. God is calling this generation to wake up. We need to wake up, ladies. And how do we do this? We can't get complacent. The word complacent is actually pretty scary if you look it up. It means to be self-satisfied, especially it's self-satisfied by unawareness of actual danger. Let me say that again. Self-satisfaction by unawareness of actual danger. When it comes to safety, complacency can be dangerous. That is scary. When I looked up that definition, God was telling me, you are satisfied on where you're at right now. You're satisfied, Nicole, and that's why the thief is coming to kill, steal, and destroy. The enemy, God says, do not let the enemy have a foothold. Know your enemy. You have to know what his tactics are. He's trying to bring fear so you can bow down to that. The narrative of fear, like you can't do it. What are these? What ifs? What if this happens? What if that happens? What if my kids get sick and they die? What if I get COVID and I die? What if these? But I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, what if? What if that does happen? Are you going to still trust? Are you still going to believe God that he is faithful? Are you still going to believe that he is good? Are you still going to have your faith? Because when it comes down to it, when the rubber meets the road, who do you bow your knee to? I'm done bowing my knee to fear. I'm done bowing my knee to my own pain. I'm done bowing my knee. When you bow your knee, it's an idol. You're coming under submissive underneath that thing. We might, oh, I don't serve idols. Oh, yes, we do. We serve our own pain. And the reason why I say that is because you're not willing to go through a process of restoration. You're not willing. I already know that. I know God loves me. Do you really? Because if you really did know he loved you, we wouldn't be acting the way we're acting. Because love comes with security. Love comes with power. It's not weak. The love that the world gives, yes, that's weak. It's an emotional love. But God's love, agape love, is in the core. It's in that moral core. It does whatever it needs to do no matter what. No matter what, it doesn't matter how I feel. It's all about feelings in this generation. It's subject truth. It's subject truth. What does that mean? Subject truth means it just goes whenever you feel like it. There's no objective truth anymore. There's no objective truth. That means it's solid. Objective truth means you can't change it. That is the truth. And the world is trying to take that away. We become idols to our own self, our own pain, and all those different things. Because, ladies and gentlemen, in the last days, if we don't get our hearts right and we don't remember who the king is, we're going to be left behind. Our hearts, we're going to be like those five foolish virgins that did not have enough oil in their lamps. They had oil. If you read it in chapter 25 of Matthew, it said they all had oil. What happened to the five? They didn't bring enough. They didn't bring enough. With that oil, there comes crushing. With that oil, did you know that olive is a bitter, it's a fruit, and that fruit cannot be, the bitterness cannot be taken out of it unless it's crushed. And you can't get oil unless it's pressed. It has to be crushed and it has to be pressed. And so we don't want to go through the pressing. We don't want to be going through the crushing, because I'm going to tell you, it doesn't feel comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But you know what? Thank you, Lord Jesus, that he didn't even care about that. That he said it was worth it. He said it was worth it to die on that cross just for me. He said it was worth it when he was wounded for my transgressions. He was pierced for my iniquities. He was broken and that I could be healed. And that healing is not just for your body. It's for your soul. It's for your spirit. God is saying, God is calling us to do something. And that means, are you willing? He's always been willing. He's always been willing. But are you willing to go through the process? I had to make that decision. I said, God, even if I die, even if my kids, and those are the scariest prayers to pray, because you have kids, whatever it takes, Lord, it's only you that matters. Because when it comes down to it, it's all about you, and it's always been about you. and you love me, but you love my kids more than I can ever love my kids. And I had to face that fear. Are you facing your fear? Maybe your fear has become your reality. I'm telling you, God has the answer. He has healing oil for that. He says he's given us oil for the morning. He's given us a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. He's given us all that, but are you willing? Are you willing? We need to prepare our hearts for our King. And how do we do that? We need to return to our first love. We need to remember. And second Revelation, the verse, second chapter of Revelation, he's talking to a church of Ephesus, and he's talking to them, and he's saying, you do all these great things, and I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. You're doing, you're serving, you're doing all these good things, but what I have against you is you left your first love. It goes back to Matthew. It goes back to that Matthew, the verse that it says that many hearts will go cold in the last day. Many of their love will grow cold. Love. It always will start with love. It will always end with love. And the thing is, it says because of that, they have left their first love, and lawlessness has gripped their hearts. And a lot of times we're like, I'm not going to drink, I'm not smoking, but what do you have in your heart against your brother? What do you have against people? Because if we don't go back to our first love, he can't do what he needs to do. He is God Almighty, but you have to have your will to be able to do that. He needs your will, but are you willing? But let me tell you something. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is my Savior. He is my hope. He is the good news. He is the lover of my soul. He is my Redeemer. He is my refuge. He is my strong tower. He has loved me with an everlasting love. Let me remind you who your Savior is. He is Jehovah Rapha, my healer, the one who makes the bitter experiences sweet. He sent his word to heal me and to deliver me from my own sins. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is my Jehovah. He is Jehovah Jireh, my provider. He's a provisioner. He goes before me. He makes a way that seems to be no way. Let me remind you who your God is. Jehovah Nissi. He is my victory. He is a banner and standard. You're the banner over me is love. When the enemy comes like a flood, you lift up a standard against him. You are Jehovah Shalom, my Prince of Peace, that surpasses all understanding, that will guard my heart and mind through Christ Jesus. He is Jehovah Shammah, the one that never leaves me or forsakes me. He never leaves me in that dust. He never leaves when everybody else wants to leave me. He is always there. He is Jehovah Shammah. He is Jehovah. He is Jehovah Rohi. You are my shepherd. For the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He restores our soul. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because your rod and staff comfort me. That you prepare a table before me, before my enemies. You put oil over my head, that I will dwell in the house of God of everlasting. God needs to remind you. Wake up, people. Wake up, church. Wake up. The King is returning. He is coming back for his church. He is coming back for not a counterfeit church. He is coming back for his church. We got to get back to where we started. You got to get back. There's a song by Michael Jackson. Do you remember the time you fell in love? Do you guys remember that? Remember what he's done. Because we have to have a heart of gratitude. This whole entire nation or this world right now is a bunch of crybabies. I'm not saying they are snowflakes. They're snowflakes, and they cry about everything. And I'm not trying to, like, God cares about your pain. It is valid. But you don't want to go to the person that can heal you. What do you expect? Amen? We have to remember what God has done. He is faithful. When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he with the Holy Ghost, me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how he and turn me around, how he placed my feet on solid ground, it makes me want to shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Ah, all of the praise. Okay, do you remember? We have to stir those things up. God won't do it for you because he already gave you the keys to the kingdom to do it. Amen? So when we are able to do that, we can remember that Jesus conquered sin. I'm going to be honest with you. I want to be courageous in this last day. I'm not going to lie. I have been a coward for almost a year. I have. And it says in the Word of God that cowards will not enter the kingdom of God. And I had to be real with myself and exactly where I was. And I remember the Holy Spirit telling me, what he told me was, if you forfeit your gifting that I've called you to have, you will be accountable for it on Judgment Day. I was that close of falling into a depression. I know what depression looks like. I know what it is. I know I felt it. I was on medication for it. I know how dark it could be. But I have to look up to my Savior. Do I really believe what he tells me to? Do I really trust what he says in my life? Because I don't want to be weak in this time. If I can't handle this right now, how much more am I going to handle when things start really happening? I want to be like the church of Afghanistan, the remnant of people that's decided to stay. They said, we're decided to stay. We're not going to wait for the enemy to come find us. We know what we're going to do. We might die for this, but we're not going to hide. We're going to knock on the doors of every person there, and we're going to tell them about the good news. We're going to tell them about those things. How did they get that faith? How did the disciples stand strong? Because they knew who their God was. They knew that they were secure. They knew that they were loved. I need to have that same faith. Because it's not, the cowards will not enter the kingdom of God. What are we doing, church? What are we doing? We're sitting here in these messages. And God is saying, rise up. A lot of us, ladies and gentlemen, ladies, we need to repent. We need to repent for trading the lie, trading the truth for a lie. We traded the truth for a lie because it's been hard. But God is bigger than that. Do you remember? Do you remember when you got saved? Do you remember how loved you felt? Do you remember that love? Come back, daughters. Come back. Return to your king. To return means to repent. We need to repent. Because in order for us to change those things and transform, we have to come to a heart of repentance. Clean my heart, oh God. Know any wickedness in me. And man, I saw a lot in me. And I can preach a message, I can be passionate, but God says, but your oil is running out. Your oil, I know, ladies, I'm not saying that your pain isn't valid. You have had real loss. You're challenged with your jobs. You're challenged with thinking about your family and your kids. You're challenged with that, but I'm going to tell you, there is a Savior. He's a Savior. He says when you're weak, he is made strong in you. So don't be afraid. Don't bow down to fear any longer. You stand up with courage. Fear cannot be, courage cannot be built or birthed out until fear is like it's facing you. You can defeat it. And it's not by our strength. It's through him. Amen? So, ladies, I only have 4 minutes, 5 minutes. You can come. You can come. I hope me laying all my pain out to you, that it was okay for you to be honest. It's okay for you to be honest of where you're at right now. Because if you can't be honest and you can't recognize it, how can God heal it? The hate that you have towards your brother, it says if you hate people and you hate them, you don't have the love of the Father in you. Hate is murder. We have to remember why God died. And guess what, ladies? It was worth it. You're worth being healed. You're worth giving your pain where God can heal it. Don't let the enemy take your pain and use it for his glory. Let God use your pain and make something beautiful out of it. Let that oil, that crushing, that suffering, that pain to be used in this last hour. You might be crying and your knees might be buckling and you might be feeling all these things. But I'm telling you, daughters, God's going to do something with that oil. He's going to use it to heal the next generation. He's going to use it. He's going to use it. But are you willing? So, ladies, I'm going to have Jared just sing just a little bit of it. And let's prepare our hearts for repentance. Before we can go any further, you have to have a heart of repentance. You go ahead, brother. Thank you, Jesus.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're all living hope. Your presence, Jesus. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank
Holy
you.
Spirit.
Jesus, forgive us for trading the truth for a lie. No longer will we just be sitting down and be converts any longer. We will be disciples of the name of Jesus, because we know who our Savior is. We know what He's done, and it's been worth it. Thank you, Lord, for healing everybody's hearts. Thank you for touching them where they're at. Thank you, Father. Let them go home and journal this out and repent continuously. Repentance is a good word. Repentance cleans us and makes us whole. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Do what only you can do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.